Hello and welcome to Parsha for Non-Revertans, where we spend up to 5 minutes discussing Parshas Hashavua, so you don't come to the table thinking, wait, what Parsha is it this week? We'll start with a brief recap of the Parsha and then move on to a short thought. I'm Esther Kurtz, your resident non-Revertan, and let's do this. Parshas Toldos feels like it covers a lifetime, and it kind of does. It starts with Rivka and Yitzchak struggling to have a child. After 20 years, she's finally expecting and has a very difficult pregnancy. Rivka goes to Shimon Aver, who lets her know that she's carrying twins, who will be two nations. Esav is born first, red, hairy, and fully formed. Yaakov comes out literally on the heels of Esav. Esav becomes a hunter, and Yaakov a student. One day, Esav came home after hunting, and he was starving, and Yaakov was cooking a lentil stew, which Esav demanded Yaakov pour down his throat. Yaakov did it on the condition that Esav sell the birthright to him. Esav agreed, got his lentil soup, and the Parsha moved on to a famine in Canaan. Yitzchak thought to go to Mitzrayim, like Avram Avinu did, but Hashem told him to stay put because he was that kadosh. And Hashem said that he will give Yitzchak all the brachos he promised Avram. Shifting to home life in Gerar, the people asked about Rivka, and like his father, Yitzchak told them that she was his sister. Avimelech, the king, realized later that they were actually married and told everyone else to back off and not go near Rivka. While living there, Yitzchak planted, and whatever he grew 100 times more than normal, so he got really rich. Then Yitzchak redug some wells that Avram had dug, but they'd been stuffed up in the interim. The Plishtim got very jealous of Yitzchak and asked him to leave. So he did, moving from the city to the valley. There, Yitzchak's servants dug 2 more wells, but the Plishtim came and claimed them as their own. So the servants dug another well, and that one was left alone. Next, Hashem appears to Yitzchak and gives him a bracha, that he will always be with him. After, Avimelech approaches Yitzchak and asks him to sign a peace treaty. Yitzchak agrees, and voila, that same day, Yitzchak's servants let him know that they dug another well. At this point, Esav is 40 and married 2 women. They served Avodah Zarah, and this was really hard for Yitzchak and Rivka. Yitzchak was getting on in years and is now blind. He calls Esav to tell him to prepare a special meal for him, after which he will give him brachos. Rivka overhears and orchestrates the great switcheroo, with Yaakov presenting a meal with goatskin on his hands to feel hairy like Esav. Yitzchak falls for it, and Yaakov gets the brachos. Right after this goes down, Esav comes back, ready to get his brachos. Yitzchak tells him what happens. Esav is furious, and Yitzchak gives him a small bracha to make him feel a little better. Esav then says he's going to kill Yaakov. Rivka, knowing that Esav was not messing around, told Yitzchak to send Yaakov off to Lavan to find a wife. Yitzchak does so and gives Yaakov 1 more bracha. The parsha ends with Yaakov going to Lavan and Esav marrying again, this time a daughter of Yishmael. Moving on to a thought about this week's Parsha. A classic question people have on this week's Parsha is, did Yitzchak seriously not see Esav for who he was? Some of Farshim explain how Esav deceived Yitzchak and the like. I want to focus on a Ramban. Yitzchak tells Esav, Ba'avor tevarechecha nafshi, so that my soul will bless you. The Ramban asks, what was Yitzchak planning to bench Esav with? The answer is that he planned to bench him that he should be the one to deserve the brachos of Avram Avinu, because Esav was the oldest after all, and that's how these things usually work. This raises a question on Rivka knowing that Yaakov was supposed to get the brachos, which the Ramban discusses, but I'm not getting into that now. What this Ramban suggests is that Yitzchak was not that clueless as to who Esav was, and even with that, he still loved him, and hoped for him, and rooted for him. It's a beautiful portrayal of parental love and support. Wishing you a good Shabbos. See you next Parsha.
Have questions or comments? Email me at emunah4nr@gmail.com. That's emunah4nr@gmail.com.